2 years ago today, the entire nation was engulfed in grief following the passing of a sitting president, John Evans Atta Mills. He took his last breath 4 days after he turned 68. We bring you a piece put together by Rebecca Green, memory of the late president.
As the first Ghanaian head of state to die in office, John Evans Atta Mills' passing came as a shock to the entire nation. A politician, lawyer, a legal scholar, tax expert, and a sports administrator, the late Evans Atta Mills was Ghana's president from 2009 until his death in 2012. His last official assignment was the inspection of ongoing projects within the outskirts of the capital, Accra. We hear the voice of Radio Ghana's correspondent, Setiya, who was with the late president.
President Mills was welcomed by enthusiastic supporters, including bread sellers, when he inspected the completed Nsawam bypass.
In reference to his long academic career and career in politics, Mills was sometimes referred to as the prof. Among his accomplishments as president was presiding over and initiating Ghana's first ever foray into oil production. Late Mills was also credited for growth in other sectors of the economy during his tenure. Under Mills, Ghana's economy experienced what is described by the IMF and Economy Watch as sustained reduced inflation. The economy attained a single-digit inflation of about 8.4%, described as one of the lowest inflation rates Ghana has attained in 42 years.
At the end of it, we want Ghanaians to derive the best from whatever decisions that we have to take.
It is projected that about $4 million was saved annually by John Evans Atta Mills' bold decision to run a small government. He commissioned a review of the 1992 constitution in a bid to improve the country's governance architecture. Internationally, he worked to put Ghana on the pedestal.
I would like, on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, to warmly welcome into Ghana the chairman of the AU, the president of Benin, a very powerful member of the ECOWAS, among other things. And indeed, it's an honor for us to have you.
The late Mills believed Africa is a continent full of potentials. His take at a G8 summit.
There's a need for us to be able to be self-sufficient in food production and thereby reduce poverty. But we believe that there are other related issues of concern to us. As Africans, we need to be understood by the world. And we need to be given the opportunity to show the world what we can do for ourselves.
That was the voice of the late President John Evans Atta Mills, and in that report by Rebecca.